going to do it in two ways. One is he's going to go for a sort of Roosevelt New Deal style rebuilding of the infrastructure. America's infrastructure is in a complete mess, as anybody who's been here recently will know. The bridges, the roads, the sewage haven't been touched for decades and they're falling apart. So, you know, a program like that will inject lots of new jobs. He's also keen on lots of energy efficiency and alternative fuel projects, and he wants to see a lot of the money going into those kind of jobs. So it's a combination of the two. It will be an enormous injection of cash. Obama hasn't mentioned, put a figure on it, but they're talking about $500 to $600 billion, and that's on top of the $700 billion bailout of the financial system. So it's a massive undertaking.
And today, the president-elect is naming his economics team, and we know some of them already, don't we?
Well, the names have been around for the last few days. Obama's team confirmed the names. Tim Geithner will become Treasury Secretary, and Larry Summers will take over as the White House economics advisor. So what Obama will be doing today is making the formal announcement. They're both regarded as sort of middle-of-the-road, sort of centre-right figures, pragmatic. Larry Summers served in the Clinton administration, so you know there's still sort of strong ties. I mean, a lot of the Obama appointments so far have been Clinton people, and you know, this is another example of it.
Obama was elected, of course, on a tide of hope for change and the promise of change. Do his appointees so far leave those people, the people that voted for Obama, wanting change, feeling that that's what he's going to deliver?
Well, there hasn't been much dissent, at least in public, that from the Obama people so far. The argument that Obama's people, like guys like David Axelrod, the strategist, they say it's like putting a new coach in charge of a team. The new coach, the new manager, you might have the same old players, but you've got a new guy at the top, so you can head the team off in whatever direction you want. It also reflects the fact that you need people who've worked the system before. It was one of the mistakes that Bill Clinton made when he came in to office at first. It was a really slow transition process because he wouldn't take people from the Carter administration. So it took a long time for him to get going. He got off to a very rocky start.
Meanwhile, Ewan, George Bush is off on his last foreign trip to Peru. What's he doing there?
Well, it's the meeting of the Pacific Rim countries, and that brings in China, Russia. So it's quite a high-powered summit. What's interesting, over the weekend, when he sort of met Hu Jintao and the Canadian leader, Stephen Harper, and others, was he was in a really nostalgic, sort of wistful mood. There was a sort of sense that he was saying his goodbyes to them. He was leaving the international stage, telling them it would be the last time he would see them as president. And also a bit reflective, you know, this isn't a president normally given to reflection, but he was talking about his time in office the last 8 years and making jokes about his forced retirement on Obama's inauguration day on January 20th.